Hey everybody, welcome to the first Entertainment Earth podcast of 2011. It's January 7th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I'm here to talk about movies and stuff. It's a good time to talk about movies because there aren't too many new ones, so it'll be short. In theaters, as far as the box office has been going, last weekend, Little Fockers was number one with $25.8 million, followed by True Grit, $24.4, Tron Legacy, $18.8, Yogi Bear, $12.4 million, and The Chronicles of Narnia still pulling in cashola with $10.3 million. New this weekend at the box office, you can see Season of the Witch, Country Strong, The Time That Remains, and some other stuff, which may or may not be in your city, because a lot of these will be in limited release. As far as news goes, what do we got? Oh, Star Wars on Blu-ray got its official announcement, which is really its second official announcement, on Thursday. Confirmation was that there will be three different sets sold. So there's a three-disc original trilogy. Don't buy that one yet. Listen to me first. There's also a three-disc prequel trilogy and a nine-disc mega set. All of the extras are going to be on the nine-disc mega set. So the big selling point for those of you who are like me and have bought every stupid version of this on DVD or VHS or whatever so far, you want the 9-disc Blu-ray edition because that's where the deleted scenes are going to be. If you want to see Luke build his lightsaber or whatever else they decide to put in there, it's not going to be edited back in the movies. It's going to be supplemental material. There will probably be changes to the films. We don't know for sure yet because they haven't told us. And they usually don't until the movie comes out because they don't think they want people complaining ahead of time. But anyway, don't get too down in the dumps on that. If you hate the prequels, before you order, consider that you're going to be missing a lot of this stuff, which you may or may not care. As far as which cut of the movie you get, it's probably going to be a new special edition. Work on the films has been continuing. Little clips have gotten out over the years, including a digital Yoda in Episode 1 replacing the puppet, which you probably want to do. But that hasn't been released on DVD yet, so the Blu-ray would be the ideal place to put that new footage. I don't know if any actual new footage is going to go in there. I don't know if they're going to change up the edit to the narrative anymore. Don't know if Han's going to shoot first. Don't know if Greedo's going to shoot first. We'll wait and see. It's all going to come out in September, and the MSRP is $140 for the box set. Amazon's price is $90, and if it's anything like the DVD release was a few years ago, I expect a lot of price wars and a lot of premium items that will not be worth the added cost at some stores, while other stores will have even lower prices. So don't pre-order, really, unless you really want to, but this isn't going to be a rare item. You're going to be able to get it. So wait a couple of weeks, see what kind of prices show up. Maybe you can get a better deal. Anyway, back to other movie news. After the Three Stooges movie from the Farrelly Brothers fell apart, MoviePhone.com is reporting a rumor that the shortlist of actors for the film are said to be Johnny Knoxville, Andy Samberg, and Shane Jacobson as Moe, Larry, and Curly, respectively. Apparently, Exit Through the Gift Shop is getting all sorts of accusations thrown at it, including one saying that the filmmaker Thierry Gaeta, or whatever, I didn't see the movie, is actually Banksy in disguise. But I don't know much about Banksy other than he's an artist, and he did a Simpsons intro, and Paul F. Tompkins makes fun of what may or may not be him on a number of podcasts. So, moving on. The OneRing.net has confirmed that Elijah Wood has been cast in The Hobbit in some sort of a flashback wraparound or whatever sequence. So they'll be saying, "Ah, let me tell you the story of The Hobbit." And then Bilbo will be like, "Ah, let me tell you the story of The Hobbit." And then you'll get the story of The Hobbit. Something like that. The Social Network is getting re-released to theaters for your consideration. The amazing Sam Rockwell got cast in a movie called Kogan's Trade, if I'm pronouncing that right. It's some sort of a gangster flick. Guy's talented. Let's hope it's good. David Cronenberg's new movie, Cosmopolis, got its star. It's Robert Pattinson. It's a book by Don DeLillo being turned into a movie about some crazy rich asset manager getting a haircut, amongst other things. So says the summary on Wikipedia. So no mutants, no head explosions. I didn't read the book. I'm assuming it's probably good because Cronenberg picks good stuff. Fans of the Thursday NBC comedies should know that they are coming back in a couple of weeks. I believe 20-something of January, while The Clone Wars will be returning to television tonight. So, basically, if you're listening to this, it's probably in the future, and the episode is probably aired. It's going to have to do with Darth Maul's brother and the Night Sisters, so we'll see how that works out. Save big at Entertainment Earth! You can save big But you have to hurry, because at sale.entertainmentearth.com, you can get hundreds of items on sale. Over 600 items have had their prices slashed, some of which have had their prices slashed even more. We're just feeling generous. Come to the Winter Clearance Sale now, sale.entertainmentearth.com, and buy something, because my guinea pig's got to eat, and you got to get toys. I think that's a good reason. That's pretty much it. Let's move on. Toys! In toy news, Doctor Who Captain Jack Harkness is coming out as a bust from Titan, and it looks pretty great. Pre-order now, so we know how many to order. Thank you. Futurama will be doing a Talking Bender action figure. Wait, did I say that right? Toynami will be doing a Futurama Talking Bender action figure with multiple sayings in the show. That should be exciting stuff, because the show's still doing quite well. Lost. Biff Bang Pow images are up, if you did not see them, for Sawyer, Juliet, Jack, Saeed, Miles, and Claire action figures. These are due in about June, and are Mego-style figures, just like the other ones. Star Wars! Star Wars Hasbro Vintage Wave 5 has been announced. It includes Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, R5-D4, a new or newish Stormtrooper, possibly new legs, and a new orange Utapau 212 Clone Trooper, the Revenge of the Sith Yoda that was delayed from Wave 3, which will have a new card back photo, and Commander Gree. Plus repacks. It's a nice wave. And it's due around February, assuming it does not get delayed. DC fans. New statues include Amakami Big Barda, a third Amakami Wonder Woman, a pretty hot Zatanna statue from DC Universe Online, as well as a number of new colored lantern trophy prop replicas. Blue, red, etc. These are all coming in the next year. Check your favorite site, which should be ours, for pre-order information. The next wave of Mattel DC Universe figures are all based on Blackest Night. Black and white Lantern Hal Jordans. Join orange Lex Luthor, yellow Scarecrow, blue Flash, indigo Atom, which looks to use some He-Man parts, violet Wonder Woman, and another Robin with a build and anti-monitor. Wow! If you're like me and you don't necessarily collect them all, but you buy your favorites, it's an exciting wave. If you've been collecting them all, you're probably really bored at this point because you've been buying DC Direct figures and you've got these. But I think these are really great. The articulation looks really good. Sculpts are top-notch. It looks good to me. What else we got? Minimates. Minimates Series 39 will be Thor movie. Minimates Max Series 1 will sport a mix of military and rescue-oriented figures, including the first ever female Minimates Max figure, which isn't too much of a stretch because there haven't been that many Minimates Max figures at all. What else do they have? Oh, there's going to be a Thor Army Builder case of Minimates next May, but I don't have pictures yet, so I don't really know what's in there. Presumably not Thor. I'm assuming frost creatures of some sort. G.I. Joe. Oh, if you did not get the unreleased Target exclusive vehicles from a couple years ago, including the Ram motorcycle and a red redeco of the Cobra flight pod, these ended up getting dumped at Ross stores over the holidays for about $6 each, and they sold fast. So if you're driving around right now and you see a Ross and you like G.I. Joe, stop in, take a look, as long as it's not late 2011, because it'll be too late and you won't see them there. But everything else is shorter than 10 minutes. Green Hornet comes out next week in theaters. We've got some figures in stock, plus pre-orders for jewelry, cufflinks, rings, and whatnot. They come in really cool collector tins, and will be coming very soon. Check our site for the latest editions, and there's quite a bit of stuff coming. Transformers, just before Christmas, Hasbro confirmed the next new wave of generations will include the first North American retail release of a classic-style Thundercracker, as well as Wheeljack, which is a reworked Reveal the Shield TurboTrax figure. Also, a lot of Dark of the Moon toys are making the rounds online on fan sites. I'm not going to talk about them. You've got Google. You do what you got to do. Run DMC fans. Funko is going to make something for you. They are going to be plush. They are going to be vinyl. So if you want your Run DMC collectibles as adorable as humanly possible, check out our site. There's also been some new Kiss, Ozzy Osbourne, Elvis, and other musicians. Just put in Funko Pop Rock. Funko with a K. Pop is pop. Rock is rock. So you will see lots of new stuff, and it's very good, and there's more coming, and I can't talk about it yet. But Toy Fair is coming up, and we're going to talk about that. I will be there. So if you're going to be there reporting, I'd say hello, but you've got pictures to take and stories to write. So get to work, son. I got to do the same thing, because I'm going to talk about the podcast, take pictures for the website, and some other stuff. So see you soon. Toy Fair again is in February, and it shouldn't affect podcasting at all, but we'll see what happens, because that is the nature of things. Anyway, I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. Check us out on Facebook or MySpaces. And have a nice weekend.